We continue to study the laws of Kriyat Sefer Torah, as Maran writes in Mishpe Bet. On Shabbat, we send up 7 Olim. And there's also an Aliyah that's called the Maftir. What is this Maftir? Where did it come from? The Halakha says that in the olden days, there was a decree against the Jewish people that they should not read Sefer Torah on Shabbat. And the Jews had to obey it, otherwise they would get killed, their life was on the line. But they didn't want to forget the reading of the Torah, so they instituted that they'll read a chapter from the Nevi'im. It had something to do with the Parashat HaShavuah. And they decided to read 21 Pesukim at least from the Nevi'im. Because since on Shabbat there's 7 Olim, and each Olim has to read at least 3 Pesukim. So they figured 21 Pesukim is connected to 7 Olim, and they made a Beracha for the Haftarah, and they made a Beracha Harna for the Haftarah. And that was the custom that was specifically instituted for the times when you could not read Sefer. When the Gezerah was nullified, and the Guim allowed us to read Sefer again, the rabbis decided to keep the institution of Haftarah like it was. However, the rabbis were concerned. If you're going to send up somebody just to read Haftarah, it's not kavod to the Sefer Torah. Then he just reads Haftarah. So they established, let him read a few Pesukim from the Torah first, just to show the kavod of the Sefer Torah. And then he'll read the Haftarah. And therefore today the custom is that the Maftir that we call, who's the last Oleh, first he reads, he repeats actually a few Pesukim that we read already. Again, he's only repeating those Pesukim to show kavod to the Sefer Torah, that a person shouldn't think that the Haftarah is equal to the Torah itself. After he finishes reading the few Pesukim, he goes on to read the Haftarah. There is a big question in the Halakha. This Maftir, is he part of the 7 or is an additional? According to the strict Halakha, he's allowed to be considered as part of the 7. Like the Gemara says, Mishnah says, Maftir Oleh min haminyan, that the Maftir can count as part of the Minyan. And we have proofs to this. For example, on Yom Kippur, when we have 3 Olim in the afternoon, 3 people go up. The third happens to be Maftir, because he reads Haftarat Yonah. He's considered number 3. We don't say you send up 3 plus a Maftir. The Maftir is considered part of the Minyan of 3. Or for example, on the morning of Tisha B'Av, we send up 3 people to the Sefer Torah. The third is called Maftir. Why is he called Maftir? Because he reads Haftarah. We don't say, no, send up 3 plus a Maftir. So technically on Shabbat, we can do the same thing. We could send up 6, and then the 7th can be considered the 7th plus the Maftir. He can be considered the 7th as well. However, we don't do that. Our custom is we send 7 plus a Maftir. Why? Because since some opinions say that the Maftir is not part of the Minyan, and on Shabbat we're allowed to add, so therefore to satisfy all opinions, we say, you know what, let's send up 7 plus a Maftir. On the weekday, for example, on Kippur, for example, you cannot add an extra Aliyan Minha. So you have no choice to send up 3. You can't send up 4. Mashaykh on Shabbat, on Yom Tov, where you can afford to send up an extra Oleh, so we send up 7 plus the Maftir. Now, it should be noted that on Shabbat that we send up 7, which Aliyot are considered the first 7? So Hakam Ben Sion clearly writes, and all the Sion Bet, that the first 7 people that go up to the Sefer Torah and read new Pesukim, they're considered the first 7. For example, let's say they set up 7 Olim, each guy read 3 Pesukim, or whatever it is, 5 Pesukim each. But now you still have half the parasha left. The guy who goes up 8th is considered an extra. The guy who goes up 9th, 10th, those are all extras. Which means since you read the first 7 already, they fulfilled the obligation of the 7. And anybody else is considered an extra. And therefore, clearly the first 7 olim are more important than the extra olim that are given after. This has a ramification, for example, in the synagogues, that sell, let's say, extra aliyot. Let's say on the holidays, they sell aliyot, the standard aliyot, let's say it's Kippur, so there's six odim on Kippur. And then they say, Somech Samuch. They make up extra aliyot. Now Somech and Samuch, the extras. Now what's going to happen if, let's say, they send up five odim, and then they call up Somech, and then Samuch. It's a problem, because that's part of the six. The Somech is not getting an extra. That Somech first guy is number six. And now the guy that they tell him, okay, now you get Aliyah Shishi, it's not Shishi. The only way you can make the Somech is if you repeat the same exact things that the other one read. Oh, so that doesn't count. That's not part of the count. So you read five Odim, let's say, on Kippur. As an example, you read five. Now you say Somech Samuch. You repeat over and over. Somech Samuch, Mismach, Mismach. You can make as many as you want. And then once you start to read the new Pesukim, now the count begins again. Because again, it's very possible to happen that a person could buy an extra aliyah called Somech, but he ends up getting a primary aliyah, and the guy that bought the primary aliyah ends up getting an extra because it wasn't split up properly. Therefore, the Mesadderim have to know the rules in order to know what the guy bought, in order to give him what he purchased.